as he has moved on. Once again, folks, into the breach. Lauren from Ohio's on. We're an hour or two of the show, Republic of Texas Radio. And yeah, unfortunately, I totally agree with you, Lauren. And it's not unfortunate.
Why is that unfortunate?
But man, there are some. those were missed words. But there are people that don't have any scruples, that are totally unscrupulous, and they don't want to live their life without coveting or acquiring their neighbor's stuff.
I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with that. What, those people should be put in a cage, see? But we're not holding them accountable because we don't respect the truth ourselves. You know, when we'll sit here and give them access to our children, put masks on them, sit them in rooms with cell phones full of radiation, give them shots full of poison, you know, we're hurting ourselves, and we could turn that around on a dime.
Let me say something real quick here. See, basically what I'm talking about is we live in a globe now that wants to classify themselves as something. And I'm telling you, the most basic tenet of any type of, if you want to call it silent warfare, not kinetic, is to get people to classify themselves as a particular group. You know, in the military, it's like you're a private, you're a lieutenant, you're a major, you're a general. You know, doesn't mean you're really any smarter. You've just gotten a different classification. You're part.
But you have the choice to participate in it or not. Once
you classify yourself, they can use that as a weapon to pitch you against each other.
Again, but to keep going over the details of how they're destroying us doesn't give us the road out of how to get out. The way is the way to get out. If you say Christian, and instead of saying Christian, you substitute truth-gen. So if you're in the truth, you're in the way. If you're not in the truth, left, right, black, white, Republican, Democrat, doesn't matter, conservative, liberal, doesn't matter. There's one truth. You're either in it or you're not. And if you're not, the only option you have is to get in it. So in America, if we are unwilling to do the work of life, we don't want to raise our food. We don't want to. And I'm talking about like right now with the gas prices. Stop bitching about it. Listen. Congressmen, senators, why are these pipelines turned off? We want them turned on. See, but we can't say that as a people because, Al, you're right. People are dumb as a box of rocks. We put them in public schools, private schools, colleges for the last 60, 70 years. And yeah, you've got a bunch of brain dead people who think that money is life. And that's why they don't understand when they, I can make more money if I ship the plant overseas. And look, we get the American people to guarantee it. And if we have any losses, they'll pay us. And, the Chinese want ownership and at 50% and they want the patents. They want to know how everything works. So, but we're going to get rich. The selfishness, all that, yeah, you're right about it. But what I'm saying is if we don't turn this around, and I mean right now, you're being invaded by brown skins with no skill sets that they're putting on welfare and giving the federal $100,000 a year jobs to tell you what to do. And you're doing it. So that's where the problem is.
Hey, Lauren, you want to know the only bright spot that I might see in this world?
Thanks for the call, Lauren.
I love you, guys.
Steve, I want to mention a bright spot and an experiment I might actually do here, okay? Like I said, I've got one feathered thing left, and it's a rooster. And this crazy bastard has been running around here since he let all his women die and apparently was not a very good rooster, didn't protect crap. He's the only one left, and since my last chicken got eaten 2 days ago, 3 days, 2 days ago, he's been running around here. He starts crowing about 3 o'clock in the morning, and there has not been 5 minutes. He runs around here all day long crowing. I'm either going to have to go out and get my pressure cooker out and put this son of a bitch in a stew pot, or I've thought, it's like, why don't I just take him down and enroll him in school? Tell him that this is my son. He's just identifying as a rooster. And I would appreciate it if you would take my rooster into your school system and teach him how to be a hen so I can actually start getting eggs from the son of a bitch again. You know? That's the only possibility I see. I don't know. Either that, either I'm going to enroll them in school and they can turn my rooster into a hen, or the son of a bitch is going in a stew pot because he's about to drive me crazy. There has not been 5 minutes. He's out here all day long. I'm sure you can hear him in the background while I'm talking here.
I do. I like the sound of a rooster, but I get it. He reminds you of the fact that you have no chickens. That pisses you off. I get it. But hey, to what Lawrence was saying, we do need to move on and all get together and tell the. But that's not going to happen, right? And so we're always called pessimists, right? I've been called that quite a few times by quite a few RBN folk. I totally get
try
it.
To get
it right?
Try to get a secret squirrel group together, Steve. In today's world, I guarantee you could not get 10 people together that at least one of them wouldn't sneak a smartphone in somewhere. They've got a tracking device,
about
a listening
a
device,
a secret squirrel group.
There
or
is no
like
secrecy.
That.
There is no freaking secrecy.
No,
you could not find 10 people that would be able to leave their smartphones.
She wasn't talking about secret squirrel. She was talking about people just actually putting their money where their mouth is, right? You know, that's
well,
what
then
she
you get
infiltrated says.
Right off the bat. And you in your co-op.
No, you're not planting a garden, right? You know, but one of our discussions, and Mike in Kentucky, hang on. Let's just have this out real quick between me and Alan. I'm planting a garden, right? Everybody goes, you should be planting a garden. Lauren says, you should be planting a garden. You say, I'm under attack, right? You know, and that's why you're not planting. Yeah, and I agree with you. So, you know, there's two sides to the coin, and, you should be planting a garden. And then there's, I always fight this one. It's like, and then
if
there's
I kept
reasons
the dog
and excuses.
Cooped up in my garden, he might keep the coons and everything else out of there, but I don't think a dog's going to be able to keep the grasshoppers and everything else out. When your garden is the only green thing anywhere in the area, if it's not the coons that come in, and just when your watermelons and tomatoes and peaches are getting ripe, you go down and it's just freaking everything just destroyed. All the watermelons are gone. Your trees are stripped of peaches. The tomatoes are all eaten. The leaves are all eaten. If it's not the coons and the folks, who turned off the rain? I know who did it. Oh, they can't do that. Yes, they can. I watch it, and I know the weather patterns have changed here, and I guarantee you the freaking Sahara Desert's probably gotten more rain this year than I have here on my place.
Like in Kentucky, welcome to the show. Are you there?
Over. Over. Roger. Under.
Over.
Yeah, it's pretty much over, Mike, but go ahead.
No, I'm saying over like we're talking on a software-defined radio with apps on it.
With apps? Oh, wow, that's great.
Well, there for probably after, what was that, Lauren that called in? Who was that?
Yeah, that was Lauren.
Yeah, she dominated the conversation quite a bit, but then you guys started talking over top of each other, and I couldn't hear either one of you. When I was first I did this by mistake, not mistake, but just to try to improve my on-air voiceover stuff, and I didn't know it was even called this until I got into school for it a couple years later. It's called performance review. If you go back and listen to your shows, sometime you'll hear some of this. This happens a lot on RBN, and it requires a lot of kind of patience to take a deep breath and wait for the whatever to resolve.
I've talking over you once again. I've said since I've come on, I never went to no broadcasting school. I don't claim to be a professional.
You don't have to.
technically,
it's
Mike.
It's passion. It's passion.
Like I said, I did it before I knew what it was called. You don't have a way to listen to the archives, do you, Alan? Can you go back and listen to the archives?
No. You can't.
Unless you stay up all night and hear the replay.
I don't even do that, Mike, because I say what I say. I don't want to adjust my style and start talking like Walter Cronkite.
I'm mainly talking about just talking over top of
each
Well,
that's, you. That's, that's,
can't
that's
hear
yeah. Well, see, we're doing that right now. But see, here's the thing, Mike, and I'll give you a little bit of insight. I'm coming in through on Skype, so I dominate. My voice dominates, right? But if Alan's on a phone and Lauren was on the phone, and when they sit there and start bickering, you know, and that's how they communicate. That's how they dance, right? When they talk, they go, and what we get is a battle, and that's what you're calling in about. But Lauren's communication style and Alan's communication style doesn't play well for online radio discussions most of the time.
Yeah.
But she does a great monologue. Alan does a great monologue, but that dance just doesn't. Yeah, I guess I.
Well, there's another factor which I know you've seen when you watch YouTube. Alan, not so much, but there's this buffering. There's a buffering situation that goes on, and sometimes the signal or bandwidth gets choked, and there's a variable amount of lag. And I've talked to people with 5G phones from Chicago to Houston, and they have the same problem. The same problem.
Mm-hmm.
Skype
No, Mike, you're completely wrong, Mike, because modern technology is wonderful. It's faster. It's the bestest.
I miss analog phones really bad. In fact, I'm on a phone right now that has probably the last 2 miles of copper in a lot of phone systems is from these new little boxes that they're putting out here to get the DSL.
Once again, Mike, breaking in, this is my phone. You remember this sound?
It's copper.
That was number 9.
Oh, you got a pulse dialer.
I can flip a switch and do pulse dialing still, yes.
Yeah, well, it still worked, though, because I heard they eliminated it. Did you know you can use the receiver?
Last time I was out at my uncle's house out there, they still had a rotary phone on the wall, and I tried calling into town. I was out there doing some work for my aunt. You know, it's on the other side of way up past Steve, even. And I was calling up, to say, hey, found the problem. I'll get it fixed, the leak, leak in the roof and everything. And I tried dialing with that old rotary phone. I couldn't dial. I had to finally call the operator and say, can you hook me up with my aunt in town? And
how did you dial the operator? The zero wouldn't work.
No, it would allow me to do that, but I could not call into town like you used to be able to call into town. I can't.
I'm just saying the zero wouldn't work.
I was able to call the operator.
Okay. Yeah. The zero wouldn't work.
It might have been shut off.
They must have manufactured something that recognizes that 10, because the zero is actually a 10 pulse.
Right.
And you could, on some payphones years ago, make a free call by using the receiver hook to break the dial tone. And, I can't remember your phone exchange, but, when you used to be able to make a local phone call without dialing the area code, you could dial the 7 digits by, here we have a local exchange, you just hit that receiver hook, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and the dial tone would break. Then you do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and it would would recognize that, and you can make a free phone call from a payphone. But what I can
remember my uncle's phone out there. They were still on a party line, and when the phone rang, ring ring, that was yours. When it went ring ring ring, that was your neighbor.
Yeah, that was they eventually called that smart ring, and you could tell they switched that over from party lines to be able to tell who's calling. They call it smart ring. But anyway, apps, the difference with
apps,
the thing is about a program that's being called an app, it's generally going to be on tablets and phones or smartphones or whatever. I like to call them voluntary ankle bracelets.
Sure.
Voluntary.
It's like
voluntary
running a script to run in VB, Visual Basic, or, something like that. It's an interpreted program, but it still is a program.
Well, the problem is that apps typically reserve a big chunk of the memory in a device, because if you're dealing with a mobile device, either Wi-Fi or telephones, your signal has problems sometimes. And so if you're running an app for your email or for Facebook Messenger, it downloads into that device in this reserve chunk of memory your Messenger messages and your email messages. And if there's any executable code in an attachment, it can get executed. And that's what the NSO Pegasus software was doing. You'd all you needed was somebody's phone number. You could send them an SMS or a Facebook Messenger with an attachment or an email with an attachment. It would already have a preview of that attachment opened, because if your signal's garbly, and it, you know, you, like I said, you get this lag time, and you have to treat it like a radio sometimes, then they would basically pawn your device, is the term, or they would capture your device, and they'd install their malware and then spy on you behind the encryption, which I think encryption is basically bullcrap anyway, because I've heard so many phone audio in the room of mostly cell phones all across Kentucky for 20-some years. The last incident occurred December the 10th, and it lasted an hour. I could hear some woman pulling tape and wrapping packages or Christmas presents. I couldn't exactly tell. I didn't have much.
One of the biggest oxymorons ever created are the two words, private internet.
Yeah. But good Muslims are not any different from good Christians. And the Masonic bumper sticker slogans, you may have seen that, you know, to be one, ask one sort of thing. They're not supposed to invite you. But they have another slogan, making good men better. Have you seen that bumper sticker or that slogan?
No.
Yeah, it's an anti-Christian concept, because what did he say? Why callest thou me good? There is none good but the one. And we've all fallen short of perfection, so that's why we need a Savior. That's the basic Christian concept. There's none good but the one. You know, we strive to do better. But, it, you know, when it comes to a good Muslim, what are they supposed to do? You know? There's a lot of Muslims
believe their religious dogma, like every other religion.
Well, they go pretty,
I choose not to classify myself. Do I live by Christian principles more than damn near everyone around me? Yeah, but I choose not to classify myself, because they classify themselves as something that I sure as hell don't want really be part of, because I can tell you, are there good people out there that call themselves that? Yes, but there's also a lot of bad.
No, there's not. There's no good. That's the problem. That's the problem. There's none good.
There's no one
perfect. The problem is the Christians don't read their own Bible. They think they're good Christians because they go to church every Sunday, you know, or they tithe of all that they own, and they fast when they're told to fast, and they do all the things they think they're supposed to be doing so that they can think of themselves as good, but they're not. The best things that we do are still filthy, you know. We can try to be charitable.
As long as who they are, their faith, their belief, as long as it's something internal in them, you know, not something that was told to them that they have to be. Yeah, you know, I don't give. Have your faith, as long as it's you and not something that someone else has told you that you are.
Well, there's a couple of problems with that for Christians, because we're not to lean to our own understanding. There's wisdom in a multitude of counselors, and we're supposed to gather together for fellowship. So you can't get around those things either, and that's what we're kind of doing here, is we're having a little fellowship, you know.
We all want acceptance and you know, of our peers, whatever you want to call it.
It's not just that.
It's bad for our health.
We do
want to be part of a group. We are social animals, except for like...
Yeah, if we self-isolate, our hippocampus shrinks. They've actually had to outlaw how much time somebody can be kept in isolation in prisons, because it does permanent damage. So if you put somebody in a holding cell by themselves...
I kind of expanded my hippie campus back when I was running wild and doing hallucinogenics and stuff. My hippie campus...
That explains a few things, Alan.
Hey, I do have a deer. I was wondering, my dog just came running back in, and my old model deer just... Now she's in the house. Get out, I'll get you... All right, go on. I'm not alone. I'm not alone.
Well,
human-wise,
watch out that you don't start talking to them. That's another Christian warning about asking counsel at the stocks, you know.
I know.
Don't ask for counsel at the stocks. Yeah. If they start talking back, you got a problem. I think that was Balaam.
They do.
She's yelling at you right now. You just can't hear because whitetail don't actually yell, but you have to understand. Once you understand her body language, she's got her ears laid back. She's, give me corn, damn it.
Oh, goodness. Anyway, but, there's that's a couple of things that I picked up on as you guys were talking, is that that concept of apps, they are different from a regular program.
You know, I would argue that that's not true. I'd say that they are saying that. Look, things that were written in Pascal, right, you had to run them in a Pascal environment. Right, things that were, you'd have to have a runtime. C++, same thing. You had to run it interpreted. It's not a binary program. Yes, I get it, but it is a binary program. The APK, like say in Android. But see, that's a whole other discussion. I'm just going to disagree with you on it.
Well,
guys, I actually did computer programming, but I did it on Fortran and had to go down to the university mainframe. They had two access points, and I did Fortran.
A program is a program is a program. An application.
It is. It's all binary down to the.
Well, McNuggets
are
nuggets.
At some point.
Nuggets are different than McNuggets. Nuggets are different than strips. McNuggets are different than nuggets. Right.
It's the all
whole
chicken
world.
Foam.
It's not real. It's all foam. Crap.
Chicken flavored
foam.
That's
why they call it nuggets.
Glued together with soy protein isolate with a little extra MSG thrown in to make you addicted to it.
And I'm going to get me some nugs. Like, what? What are nugs? Oh, you know, those things over at McDonald's, they're nugs. You're like, oh, dude, you know those are cow droppings? I don't know.
No, they're all white meat. But it's all foamed up. If you ever tear them open and look, it's all foamy inside, or at least
it's
it used
sick.
To be. I haven't been to McDonald's in a long time. They claim they've cleaned up their act by getting rid of some of the dyes and things that were aggravating the autistic children.
They shouldn't be cooking in laboratories. Really, I mean, this is just,
in today's world, I'm amazed you can still go to like a Chicken Express and go in and actually go drive up and order white meat. You know, I'm amazed you can't only order dark meat because, you know, if you order white meat, you're some kind of freaking supremacist.
You're that's racist.
All right.
This is meat. It's light meat, not white meat. We got to change the vocabulary.
We just walked through the break. So.
George Orwell novel.
Mike,
Animal Fight.
I appreciate the call.
All right, thanks.
I'm going to have to move on. Okay. How about
thank you,
them?
Mike. I got a belly laugh out of that one. That was a great conversation. Yeah. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Mike.
Okay, before I move on, I'm going to let's see. I've been talking to Dave out in Michigan, Dave and the Thumb. And I got a couple other callers, but I want to bring this in for you, Alan, because I thought it was pretty funny. Last week, Dave sent this to me. It says, hi, Steve. For a long, healthy, drug-free life, we all need 90 for life, and we must avoid the following foods. Okay, get your pen out, Alan. Wheat, barley, rye, oats, corn, soy. Oil in a bottle, nitrites and nitrates. Burnt or well-done red meat, superheated carbohydrates, fried foods, the skins of baked potatoes, baked yam skins, and baked... Oh, hold on, I got to do a view all for the last one. White sugar, carbonated liquid... 1 hour before, during, after a meal or anything. But, you know, maybe, I don't know. You know, I don't know what to do on those, but it just reminds me of our Tom conversation, where the conversations we have with the devout vegans, right? Vegans, vegetarians,
I wanted to ask the question. It's like, would I still be considered a true pride and pure vegan if the only plants that I ate were carnivorous plants, like Venus flytraps, various pitcher plants,
you
know, there's some other plants that eat bugs, they eat meat, you know? Would I still be considered a vegan if I only ate those plants? You know, just that's kind of the way my mind works. And Steve, yes, you're saying that everything, basically all the food that we're eating, it basically is poison. You have to avoid everything. But, you know, Steve, you can't even become a breatharian in today's world because the crap they're spraying in the skies up there. You can't even just eat air and survive on air because the air is poison.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm going to become a sun gazer. Okay, let's go from there. Start looking at the damn sun. Jared in Louisiana. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good, and you?
Hey, Jared.
Hey, I was calling. I've been a little interested in Ukraine lately.
Yeah.
And because I was reading something. You know that trident that's on their flag? That is inspired by the Khazarian Empire. Because you can go, I saw it on Wikipedia, but there's a picture of a coin with he was the Khan of Kiev, and he has that trident right by his image there. Now, a lot of conspiracy theorists want to tie the Khazarian Empire, Khazarians, into like the Rothschilds and stuff, but all that confuses me, because how did the power come from the east? Like, what happened? I'm going to get into a lot of stuff, but, like, okay, the Normans moved into northern France, then William conquered England in 1066, so it was ruled by the Normans. But then before that, or around, you know, then you had the Anglo-Saxons, like, I don't know how they call Britain, think they're Britons, but the Saxons went in there, and they weren't Christian yet when they first went in there. Then they became Christian. And a lot of people don't know they were fleeing persecution from Charlemagne and the Catholics, because he killed 5,000 at Verdun. But then later on, somehow, the Anglo-Saxons become the biggest Batman crazy Christians. And I don't even really understand what happened with the Civil War, where Cromwell and the Puritan Quaker Oats Christians kind of won that war. So how, I mean,
you're talking about an area over there that has had strife throughout history. You want to read a good history on Europe over there and what's going on? Carol Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, goes through every little squabble they have. There are other things. You know, the Languedoc region over there in what's now France, and, you know, all these places, man, they have been baronies, they've been kingdoms, they've been sub-kingdoms, they've been dukedoms.
Right.
It's been strife forever over there, you know?
And it's basically
the royal families that... The families of old, they're kind of having little squabbles
that
amongst
sucks.
Themselves, kind of like trading places, you know. One of them will win, and the other one will say, okay, I'll banish myself from the kingdom, but I'll be back, and I'll win next time, you know.
Damn.
And basically, it's like, you know, here's your dollar. A bunch of your peasants died, a bunch of my peasants died, but, you know, we didn't actually get hurt. You know, they banish themselves, or they get banished, and the bloodline continues, and the same crap goes on and on and on.
And the bloodline continues. Yeah.
Yeah, and the poor Russians. I mean, Moscow has been burnt multiple times by the Mongolians, and then they had to fight for years to finally get Russia to keep it. You know.
Yeah. You brought up. You said Khan. You know, there's been a bunch of Khans. You know, Kublai Khan was not the only one. Khan is basically like I guess over there, you know, king or prince or ruler or whatever. You know, the head chief.
Right.
And there's been a lot of Khans. There's been a lot of Khan ships over there. You know, little kingdoms, little baronies. You know, just whatever you want to call it. You know, it's throughout history, strife. The rulers that think that they rule everything, want to own everything, they've done this throughout history. It's just now with the digital age, they've got global control. They finally do have it.
And the Khan, his name was Vladimir, because some reason everybody over there is named Vladimir. But like the queen, who is the queen related to? Is she related to William the Conqueror or the Rothschilds? Are they Normans?
Who
are they related to?
It's like Juan Carlos, King of Spain. He's freaking English. You
all
know,
right.
His name to sound Spanish.
We're talking Ukraine. We'll be right back. Oh, hang on there. Republic of Texas Radio. When it does, I know it's on its view, and I wouldn't miss it for the sun.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote with Defeat. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
All right. We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, we're talking about, well, Ukraine. You know, the rape of Ukraine. You know, well, it seems like it's been going on for an awful long time under multiple rulers. I went to Drudge Report this week, and I don't usually go to Drudge, and I probably haven't gone there for, 5 years. It got pretty annoying for a while, but I went back. And he's still annoying. That's great. But they were advertising to me, Ukraine brides. I'm like, wow, are they on sale again? I'm like, no, really? Yeah, so they market the females from Ukraine. They used to do that from Russia. Remember when Russia collapsed? By a Russian wife. Well, we're there again, folks. They're parting out Ukraine. Okay, Jared. Sorry,
I met one of those Eastern European brides, a beautiful girl from Bulgaria. Like I said, and I wasn't hitting on her. I was sitting out around a campfire, and I asked her. I said, "You know, you were there, you know, during the communist row." Yeah. And I said, "Do you see the same thing starting to happen here as what you saw there?" And she said, "Unfortunately, yes." And she came from there, you know. She was one of those war brides, married a soldier, you know, that was over there. And, you know, like I said, I wasn't hitting on her, you know. I was asking her pertinent questions, and She said, unfortunately, yes. I see the same thing starting to happen here as the methods that that were used in the communist era, the Soviet era in Bulgaria.
Yeah, dude, speaking about the women, I was stationed in Germany in the early 90s, and I bet you can't imagine right now if you went to a strip club in Nuremberg or maybe even Amsterdam somewhere, how many Ukrainian women are probably in the strip joints. And I'm not saying that because they're being drafted or they're forced to do it. I'm saying they're doing
it's
it because
money.
Of their situation, and they need money.
Like I said, I learned more about Vietnam when the airlift, boat lift people came over. A vast majority of them went to Fort Chaffee, Arkansas, and they started infiltrating them, you know, bringing them into my junior high school. Met a little guy named Ringo. And he was one of those little guys you see in the movies. It's like, hey, G.I., me got beautiful sister, $10. She love you long time. Me, beautiful sister, you know. He was one of those. And he told me, he said, you do not want to really know. You never want to have to experience what it was like living over there and having to do what you had to do to survive. That little guy told me more than all the soldiers I've talked to, everything else, because he actually was born there, lived there, and had to go through it and got the hell out of it. And I never know what happened to Ringo, but he was a friend of mine for a while in eighth grade, I believe it was, seventh or eighth grade. And I remember those things. Because even back then, I was asking pertinent questions.
Well, thanks for taking my call. And later this afternoon, I'm going to try to read some more about Ukraine while I listen to Slayer.
And okay.
Slayer is recommended.
Slayer. Totally.
Right,
somebody emailed me on some Slayer music, and I was going to play it, but...
Yeah, that was me.
Man. Ah, wonderful.
Yeah,
I was thinking more Rain and Blood. I know you
absolutely
wanted to play... So the opening of Rain and Blood is just wonderful. Anyways,
it is.
Thanks for the call, Jared. Appreciate it.
Stay safe in Louisiana, friend.
Let's see. Let's go from Jared to, if Murr's still there, let's grab Murr. Hi, Murr. Sorry for holding you on for so long.
That's all right. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Murr.
Hey, you know what? Religion is man-made for control. We have religions of the soul, spirit, right? And we have control of that. We don't need that, right? It's one-on-one with Christ, all right? I mean, we have religions of education. We have religions of medicine. Does your body and health belong to them? Does your mind belong to these systems? Likewise, your spirit doesn't belong to any religion.
I will agree with that. Now, whatever your belief is, as long as it's something that actually comes from your heart, that is in you, and not something, not dogma that has been instilled in you. I mean, my God, I see religion. I can sit here every year. I watch the frickin' Hajj over in Mecca, you know. And you want to talk about just mind control? I mean, it's like blaring over the loudspeakers. It's just ang hamarama dang bala ang shabala ang shabala ang hamarala.
I think you're listening to it too much, there, Alan.
Crawling all over Mecca.
Alan, come back, Alan.
Okay, Murr.
I see what dogma does to people.
Yeah, well, here, let me tell you something here, okay? Now, I'll tell on myself again. On Thursday the 19th, I devoutly prayed and asked Jesus to help me finish up my projects here, right? So I had no internet after that. So you see, he's working, saving me some time, right? But also, I needed a new computer since last year, at least. You know, I mean, it's been bad since. But anyway, so I eventually went and got a cable, and I thought, oh, well, I'll get a mic and speakers, hoping I could get that one working. Well, I didn't, so now I have them. But this nice new computer, and I'm figuring it all out. But on the 17th, the Tuesday before that Thursday, as I always do, I ask if I should call in, like I did today, and please give me words to say, right? So... Steve Bannon is on Tuesdays, and I hadn't listened to John Moore's show in a long time. And Julie didn't like to take my calls. She's okay with it now, I guess. But anyway, as it turned out, Steve Bannon and Jeff Nyquist, Nyquist basically called him a liar. So that's not true because they have different sources for things. But Steve Bannon is a Jew, but he knows Jesus Christ, and he tells the truth of what he knows, all right? And he's saying that eventually Putin may give over Ukraine to Israel. And if he doesn't, they'll put in a clone. I mean, what'd they say? He's got to go for cancer surgery? So he must not be doing something right that they don't they want him to do or don't want him to do.
Mur, once again, the most kind of like this you know, this shooting down here at Uvalde, you know, the thing that really struck out to me was the plane flying in. The thing about Ukraine that sticks in my mind was I saw a report. The largest Chabad Lubavitch Center on the planet is in western Ukraine, I believe, tucked up close to Poland over there somewhere.
Yeah.
And that's one place in that whole country that will never be bombed. I can guarantee you that. So, yes, what you just said, I don't doubt that in the least.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, you see, in 2014, on May 14th, right, Vice President Biden, and you spell that B-U-Y-E-D-I-N, made a speech about Ukraine. And I already know, okay, May 14th in 1948 is when Israel hell hatched. And at the exact same time, Rand Corporation, hello? So, what's going on here? Why May 14th and on the 2014 is 66 years after 48. Okay, they love their numbers and their astrology and every other little, you know, cast spell casting like this Divoke, COVID, Divoke is a spell. It's a spell, Dibbuk, D-Y-B-B-U-K.
And you know, Murr, when you start doing this numerology and geomantry and all this stuff, it sounds crazy. But if you pay attention to it, man, you know, coincidence just doesn't even factor in because it happens so often over
well,
and over and over again, does it not?
Coincidence is spelled C-O-H-E-N.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Coinky-dankin. Yeah. So that's when the fighting started over there, okay? But they have stockpiles for NATO all over the place in Ukraine. They've been gearing this up for a long time. But Kat Carson in the chat room had posted a RT documentary from last year, two parts, 50 minutes each. And it was very good. I watched it. And about this fighting. And there's only about maybe 40, and there are people from all walks of life that make up the militia that were fighting against this Ukraine National Guard, they call themselves. And they have two airports, a new one and an old one, and the National Guard came in there and took over in the airport, and the old one and then the new one. And they don't fire at the militia. They don't try to go after them. They go after the populace, firing right into the residential areas and killing even all the trees and everything else. So this has been going on for 8 years, okay? But what they said on the news, like all the lies now, there's just nothing true, right? They said that Marines and Special Forces were going after the National Guard. Okay, and here it is, just these 40 militiamen, right? And they got a real chuckle out of it. But they'd come in on the top floor and work their way down until they had them trapped in the basement. So eventually, there was a point where Motorola was the name of the guy who was head of the militia, right? And
Motorola.
Yeah, right? For some reason, they decided to let more National Guard, a fresh batch of National Guard people in, right? And they showed this, and it's a little like it's, and they even said on there, oh, it's like a meeting of brothers, and damn if it didn't look like a Masonic handshake. So they could keep the fighting going and killing off the populace. I mean, that's the whole point.
Yeah.
Now, you guys know about Trafficant, right?
Special clubs everywhere, Murr. Yeah, special clubs are everywhere. The big ones, yes, they've infiltrated everywhere. And even within the special clubs, there are special clubs. Masonic.
Secret,
you know,
secret societies. Yeah.
Everything.
As Kennedy
pointed
out, secret societies.
Right.
It's repugnant.
And there are secret societies within the secret societies within the secret societies. You know, you become more and more specialer. You know, if you will do dastardly things.
It's the opposite of faith. It's the opposite of faith.
Yes.
It's fear-based. And that's where they have to keep us. They have to own the money and the propaganda. Right. And they will never relinquish either of those. It has to be taken away from them or taken out of them, although I don't think that will happen. We're told to come out of her, not try to change her, Babylon the harlot, right? Like you. You came out of her, right, Alan?
Yeah. Yeah, as much as possible, Murr, yes. And I'm very freaking alone. No, I'll tell you that.
No, you're not.
I'm a freak in today's world, and I wear that badge proudly.
Actually, I don't even care about all that. I just enjoy the nature, you know? And you don't need this music. I'm sorry. That's the pre-approved propaganda music, okay? Especially the headbanger stuff and the gangster rap. I don't know if you know who Lior Cohen is. He made him call him Lior. It's L-Y-O-R. Cohen, all right, he's now with YouTube. And as soon as he went to YouTube in September 2016, I had to go out and get an external speaker because he cut down the sound on everything. Funny. Well, they knew Trump was getting in, and so they put him in there. But he, you know, there's always a very prominent one. And who is it? Most Def, who has an Islamic name, I think, too, and an actor, right? But he, in one of his songs, mentions a tall Israeli, right? So that's who this guy is. He's a blue-eyed, tall Israeli, and he's always whipping the bird in the camera with all his gangster rap guys. And they all, you know, I was watching guys that have been in Murder Incorporated and that, right? And they made that group to honor him because of, what's his name, Meyer, his first name? You know, the Purple
Meyer
Gang?
Michelle Rothschild?
No. Why can't I think of his first name? Anyway, the little hood, I'll look it up and post it somewhere. But anyway, he's Murder Incorporated was their group. Okay, and he was the head of the Kosher Nostra. Right? So anyway, they were honoring Lior Cohen with this. So he let him, he let the FBI go after him. because they had murder in the name. So anyway.
Thanks
for the call.
Societies eat their own. No, they eat their own, you know.
They do.
And because you're in a society, if you're not in the secret squirrel society, within the secret squirrel society, your group or whatever
listen,
you want to call it.
Listen, let me
give
you
they will burn their lower brethren.
Okay, I mean, no, we're going to stop.
Can I give you one thing, you know?
Go ahead, finish it off. Finish it off. My level of talking about religion has maxed out. Okay, and you don't see it as religion, and you don't see it as religion, Alan, and I get it, but I'm tired of it. Okay, thanks for the call, Mer. I'm gonna move on, Alan.
All right,
you know, well, seriously, appreciate it. Man,
go ahead and moveon.org. Moveon.org. Go ahead, Steve.
Isn't that funny how that's been co-opted, that moveon.org stuff? You know, hey, I just wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, old Dave, right? He's been texting me for a little bit, and I didn't mean to belittle his position on all these different foods, and he's not taking offense to that. But it comes down to me when you give me a list of you shouldn't eat barley, rye, okay. Rye, again, that's a toxic thing. That's actually, we talk about rye come from the Middle East, right? Barley, well, I thought barley's good for you. But what are we left to eat when we go to that list that I read off? You know, can we just, let me reread that a little bit. And, well, let's go on that thread because it's not religion. It doesn't piss me off. Wheat, barley, rye, oats, corn, soy. Soy I get, right? Corn, I hear corn's just like iffy. Oats, not too sure why that's in the thing. Wheat, I've heard problems
with
wheat. They're
all sprayed with Roundup to make them all desiccate and be ripe and prime for taking to the grain, you know, elevators, if you still have those in your area. There's no grain elevators really around Fredericksburg anymore, but go ahead.
No, I guess you made that point, you know, for him.
Out of my uncle's place, you've been out there at Roscoe's place out there in Albert.
Uh-huh.
The guy farming it now, they do a lot of Roundup spraying. I mean,
your uncle did a lot of Roundup.
They don't have to spend all the money, you know, tilling the ground with the tractors and this and that. They just spray it and sterilize the ground and plant the seed. And even Roscoe, Steve, before he died, he said, you know, I noticed that, you know, when Sophus comes over here and he does certain things at certain points, he said, the deer, like, disappear. You won't see a deer for, like, 3 weeks. And it's like, yeah, because he's spraying Roundup on these damn fields. Mm-hmm. And the deer know enough to stay away from it, for at least for a while, but it persists. You know, they come back and everything's got Roundup in it. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, no. I mean, you made a really good point there. It's just like, but then we go all the way back to Lauren in Ohio, right? We need to plant gardens, and we've got it. But then we go to Alan, and Alan says, well, just because you plant a garden, they're still spraying crap. Right? So I can't win. Right? On one hand, I got Dave sitting there telling me I shouldn't eat that because of all the Monsanto, and I'm not too sure. I think he just texted me again, but I'm not too sure why, but it's all destroyed. It's not real. You know, we've known that for years, the futility of it all, right? But I should just go plant a garden, and the bugs are going to want to attack it, and they have, and they've decimated my garden several times, you know, in the past 10 years. The animals will attack it. Ah, man. Hey, good morning, Republic of Texas Radio.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness. But there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
So here we fight all through the night, going at it now.
All right. We're back. I've calmed down a little bit. Well, not really, but and I don't want to talk too much about food. Because food is a cyclical problem. We can have that conversation constantly. And I did hear from Dave, and he said it was because the you know, GMO stuff, and then whatever, I don't know, he says a lot, proteins inside and this and that, and I'm going not buying it, but hey, I'm not a foodologist, I don't know all that crap, but I
Hey, on another note, I actually dated a girl for a while.
Go ahead.
I actually dated a girl for a while.
Was a foodologist?
Her specialty was food science. And she was the only other person, believe it or not, I actually dated a girl with a brain. She actually worked, you know, she was going into food science. And
she was the only
other person that I knew that worked with the electron microscopes out at the ag department, you know. I mean, there are degrees. It's called food science. They come out and they develop new ways to make food, new ways to grow food, new ways to bastardize food. I've not seen this girl in a long, long, long time, but her major was food science, and she was the only one that I'd ever known that actually worked with the electron microscopes like I used to.
Mm. Oh, that's crazy stuff, man. Were you eating your nuggets, or maybe you're over at Subway eating Sibiu tuna?
Chicken flavored
foam.
Where
they take tuna, well, they don't have any tuna and yoga mats. And crazy, man, crazy. Wanted to say this this show because it was really important, and again, I got pissed off. Several weeks ago, there was this clip of this. We've got a couple critters here in Texas, right? One's called Ted Cruz. The other one's called John Cornyn, right? Ted Cruz is always running up there and going, "I'm a Ted Cruz," or whatever he's doing, right?
Don't forget Beto.
All the Trumpers. All the Trumpers love Ted Cruz. I'd throw Beto under a bus, right? But screw him. But here's the deal. Cornyn was credited for telling Congress or the Senate, what for? He said, what for? Texas should be free. What for? You should sit there and seal the border. What for? And everybody raised their hands and said, oh, Cornyn. Oh, Cornyn. Right? But the fact is, the words that he said were neat. Really, really good. But he's a critter, right? He says neat stuff once. Last week, he went out and said, well, enough's enough. Now it's time to figure out what we're going to do about these guns. Hey, Biden, what do you want me to do? So he bent and he caved, and he's one of the turncoat traitors that sit there and want to go to the Democrats and say, well, how much should I give you? What do you want? Right? Can we take away all the automatic weapons? Yeah, I think I can work with the head of the Republicans to do that. So these, and they're not going to do
we'll still let you have a straw and a napkin, and you can chew up the napkin and spit balls at each other. That's much
right.
safer than guns, isn't it? Yes. Oh, it's so much more civilized, isn't it? Yeah.
But he got to go play Democrat, right? You know, and this critter, John Cornyn, you know. Wow. I think he played the wrong hand, but he was probably told to play that hand anyways.
Hey, Steve.
That's it, folks.
It's getting near the end. And I do want to say this. Folks, if you love us, donate to RBN. If nothing else, to help me keep my sanity. If you hate us, donate to RBN.
Donate to RBN.
And you listen because you
hate
us.
Tell them to take us off the air.
And we infuriate you. I mean, donate. Keep this platform, if nothing else, to help keep my sanity going, because this is my one outlet to the world. I don't have a computer. It's my outlet to the world. Donate to RBN.
Okay.
It's changed some question things. I don't like every show either.
Republic of Texas
Radio. If you're listening, you know, I want to end like Carol Burnett. I'm so glad we had time together just to sing a song, have a laugh or two, blah, 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 blah. And before you know it's time to say goodbye. So I will say, take care, folks. Steve, finish.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America.
With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.